Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rowland, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is Pentecost Sunday, and the readings are from Cycle B.
So I've been away for a few weeks. Did anyone notice? First of all, I was on vacation, and it was a wonderful thing. I highly recommend it. If you haven't taken a vacation in a while, treat yourself if you can. If you can't pay for it, have somebody else do it. But where I went to was, I went to Rome, and that's what I really want to share with you, is I went to Rome, and I was able to advise Pope Francis. Well, it wasn't just me. He had an audience with me and 3,000 of his closest friends. Or at least that's how it seemed. And what I was excited about, and why I'm kind of a little giddy about sharing this with you, is that I went with my brother Mark and his wife, and my brother Miguel. But my brother Mark and his wife aren't Catholic. And so I was really excited for them to be, and they got to be in seats really close. So as he drove by waving and blessing everyone, they were right there, and they got a good seat. But she wasn't expecting it, my sister-in-law, Dawn. And so she didn't have her phone quite ready. So she only got like 2 seconds on her phone. But for her, that's enough. You know, she's just, I'll treasure that forever. What was wonderful and why I'm excited to share this with you is this is the message that Pope Francis wanted to share and what he chose on that day. And so I bring you this from our Pope, like I'm his messenger, yeah. Which was this. And he addressed this to young people, but I think it's not just for young people, though he addressed it to young people. I think this is a message that we can all take to heart. It's this. I'll put in my best Argentine accent. No. Do not be afraid. Now, actually, he uses that phrase a lot in a lot of things, I noticed. But he really is addressing, do not be afraid to get married. Now, he seems to have identified that a lot of young people today are afraid to enter into marriage. And that he thinks that maybe it's because culturally people have already experienced a lot of divorce and that they're afraid that they're not going to find the right person, that somehow they're afraid that their marriage might end in divorce. And so they don't even begin to enter into the commitment. And so our Pope is saying, be not afraid. Now, mind you, I think practically that doesn't mean marry the first person you see. Just in case some of you were like, looking around, I saw, yes, okay. I met my wife at church. I spotted her 3 weeks ago. No, anyway. That's not the idea. But the idea is for you to deal with whatever it is that holds you back from even the idea of entering into marriage. And he wants our young people to realize, and I'm talking to you, that marriage is something you have to work at. It doesn't just happen. And it also means that just because you are a child of divorce or you know someone who's a child of divorce, it's not a contagion. Just because you know someone who was divorced doesn't mean you're going to catch. It doesn't transfer. Now, as intellectual people, we say, of course I knew that. Yeah, you're the people who still, you know, bless people when they sneeze, so come on. People have this fear. And they set up an expectation sometimes that somehow it's got to be the most perfect person. Not so much that they expect that of themselves, that they want to be perfect, but that their partner should be perfect. And this is where it starts to spread to everybody, huh? Right? Married couples, you begin to go, oh yeah, I expect my partner to be perfect. But you have to work at it. It doesn't just come easy. And sometimes I think we want the easy way. We want it to be, we want assurances that somehow there's not going to be any trouble. We want, you know, our marriages to be absolutely blissful. We want it to be, you know, idyllic. We want it to be not real. And marriage is meant to be real. Marriage means you work at it. It means you work at communicating. It means you learn to say you're sorry. It means to learn to laugh off some things. It means not to take yourself too seriously, but maybe serious enough. Maybe it's about growing up, and maybe it's about maturing, and maybe it's about growing old together and we're helping each other through it. You know, there are arranged marriages that have lasted for 50, 60, 70 years. And yet sometimes our young people think that, no, I have to find the right one, and unless I do, I'd rather not be married. But who's the right one? What are you using for your rule? Is it your parents? Is it your friends' parents? Do you have a long list, and unless they fit everything? Unless you start going around to every single person, I don't think you're going to be able to make it. Do you have to put it out on the internet and do a worldwide search? And just because, I found the person, they meet every criteria, only to realize you don't meet theirs. So maybe you can not be so tight about your list. Maybe it's about the relationship. Maybe it's about trust. Maybe it's about learning how to love and to realize that marriage it's about a mystery of God. God's love for you and the vulnerability that is. I mentioned this on the Feast of Pentecost because sometimes we look at Pentecost and we see the Spirit and we go, oh, you know, it's so wonderful. It's so happy birthday. Oh, we did that already. As if somehow we don't realize the Spirit changes things. The Spirit changes us. It changed the disciples. Remember just a few weeks ago, they were cowardice. They were in the upper room, afraid to go out for fear of the Jews. And then Jesus entered into their midst, because he doesn't use doors. And he breathes on them and he tells them, you know, peace be with you. And now what are they doing? They're out in the courtyard, they're preaching, they're speaking God's praises, they're telling about God's ways, and they have no fear. Be not afraid, because the Holy Spirit can be with you and guide you. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit is in the midst of married couples. The Holy Spirit is what guides them and encourages them and strengthens them. And even the Holy Spirit makes them laugh at one another. Or with one another, I should say. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus used the image of wind like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. And it's true because you don't necessarily see it, and yet you see its effects. When I was a young adolescent, I remember I so wanted to connect with God. I remember reaching my hand out. I wanted to know, what do I need to do next? And a little voice, not an audible voice, but sort of that internal, you know, kind of guidance, conscience, whatever, I don't know. This little voice said to me, go to confession. Well, I knew that it had to be God, because what adolescent in his right mind would tell himself to go to confession? The Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways and tells us and guides us and encourages us, and the Holy Spirit is with you. And whether you are actually called to marriage or whether you're called to single life or whatever, I just want you to know not to be afraid. That what it is that God calls you to, if he's calling you to marriage, and believe me, a good number of you already know whether God's calling you to marriage. It's just a matter of who, huh? God's calling you. And Pope Francis is just trying to remind you not to be afraid. That we need you to be in a committed relationship. And that committed relationship bears fruit. That it ends up spreading love and kindness and makes you a better person, makes the other person a better person, makes the world a better place when people are able to exchange their lives and trust with one another. And I want to emphasize that it's not going to be easy. Again, I remind you that just following Christ does not mean it's easy. And if you ever forget, if you ever think that somehow you're supposed to be like a snap, a walk in the park, a real nice journey, remember the crucifix. Jesus had a really bad day. Bad things happen to good people. And sometimes it is about faith. But you see, the Spirit doesn't prevent bad things from happening. But the Spirit does give us what we need to deal with them. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. Don't be afraid of entering into a relationship. Don't be afraid of loving. Because that's what this whole thing is about. May we take a moment now. Invite you, just in silence, to invite the Holy Spirit more deeply into your life, to give you that courage, that strength, whatever you need, the gifts that you need. Let us do that now.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.